This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on
and the UK and Canada, and I'm not going to name all of the countries. So, good morning, wherever you're from. Welcome to the America's
Name all of the countries, Hillary.
Best Friend Podcast. I said that like I'm capable. I'm not. I'm certainly not.
All of the countries. You just confused New Zealand and Australia. Said they were
for
the same
a joke.
Thing. It was a great joke.
Welcome.
Anyway.
To our podcast, or welcome back to our podcast. I'm here with the stunning Amanda Mitchell. She's drinking an Oberon. She's wearing a bralette from ASOS, and she has pink headphones. Meanwhile, I am wearing an oversized sweatshirt from Value World. I lost my microphone, so the sound quality is not going to be great. And I was forced to go to a wrestling match last night. Amanda, how are you doing?
You didn't tell me you went to a wrestling match.
Joe loves wrestling. So there was one coming to Chicago, which is in quotes because it was really in Rosemont, which is a suburb of Chicago.
Uh-huh. It always
is. It was so funny because on the screens they kept showing shots of the loop in the river. And I was like, that's not where we are.
This is inaccurate, not a proper portrayal of where we are. We are in the suburbs.
Truly.
Come on. It's like being in Farmington Hills and showing pictures of, like,
Detroit.
Like the Joe Louis, like, the spirit of Detroit
Greek
statue.
Greektown Casino. Amanda went to a drag show last night. How was it?
It was wonderful. Fan-fucking-tastic. Tina Burner is, like, my new favorite person on Earth. I held her hand for a long time. It was amazing. It was amazing. She has this part, this lip sync called When Animals Attack, and it's basically her lip syncing a bunch of, like, news portrayals and, like, other songs related to animals, and one of them was the Azaria Chamberlain, like, A Dingo Ate My Baby. That's a reference that exists for, like, four people. Because people get
it. But those that get it will get it.
Will get
it. So, Amanda, what are we talking about today?
My birthday's on Saturday.
Yes. Happy almost birthday.
Just to call it out.
27.
I think I can still pull off being 24 now, though.
Right.
Anyway, today we're talking about America's Next Top Model, Cycle 11, Episodes 3 and 4,
yes. Yeah, this is another one where it's just going to be off, because there were two in the first one.
You know, we do what we want. Do you want to get into it?
Let's just jump. Let's do
hop,
it.
Skip and jump
The title of Episode 3 is The Ladder of Model Success. Ooh.
Woo!
So we get our first opening sequence with all the girls.
Na, 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 na.
They have, like, weird wire headbands around their foreheads when that was still a thing.
Yeah.
2008.
Like, eight. Really skinny headbands, like pre-Coachella, but not Coachella looks. Like, very, like, lots of wavy hair, lots of middle parts.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like, lots of bikinis, and Tyra is nowhere near the set.
Like, definitely filmed separately from them.
Definitely filmed on, like, a complete, like, 3 weeks between each other.
Marjorie's picture's on display in the house, her hunchback immigration one.
Yes.
And Nikisha is mad that she was in the bottom two last week.
Yeah.
She thinks the judges got the wrong impression of her.
Did they?
Nope, I think they got it.
Because you're not a model. You're not a fucking model. Also, this is when the first season that we get the photo on display in your house as digital art. Because that's the way Tyra says it.
Yup.
Every single time. Digital art.
At least we don't have the scrolling Tyra mail. We just get a picture of Tyra dressed up like a mailman.
And she looks gorgeous in it.
Yeah. Tyra mail.
Don't get it twisted. Will you bend over backwards to be on top?
So Isis got the second best photo last week. So she's working with her face, and she has to remember to keep it soft and pretty. So then the next day, the girls go to this warehouse, and waiting for them is
Benny Ninja.
like Betty posed Ninja. Doing a back bend, like grabbing his ankle over his head, but also I could like never. Laying down. It's amazing.
Your literal faves could never, and I definitely could not, and I'm your literal fave.
And he's standing on this tiny rectangular box, and then the box turns around, and there's a woman inside of it, like, scrunched and folded. And they are going to be doing a posing teach. Extreme
and you
posing.
And you know I was not here for this.
No.
100%. Longtime listeners of this podcast know Amanda Mitchell is not a fan of people doing weird shit with their bodies. If your body is not meant to be bent like that.
No. They ask the girls, who here has the most natural flexibility? And they all are like, Sheena. Because Sheena's the hooch. And Sheena's like, oh, me? What? And then she does the splits. And Benny's
like, okay. Like a standing split.
Yeah.
Like 180
like
degrees
one leg there, behind like, her head.
Love it.
These fabric tubes come down from the ceiling, and Benny and this woman whose name I did not write down,
Bree.
Are
there
like
too many Brees on this season.
You guys are going to be posing in these fabric tubes. We're going to call out a pose. Hannah's not good. Hannah really got on my nerves these next few episodes.
Something must have happened with Hannah and Isis that was deeper than this. Because I feel like the reason why they both go home in the same episode next episode is because, like...
Oh, you think something physical happened?
I think they were worried about someone's safety.
Well, I thought it was really interesting. I mean, we'll get to all of this.
But no, Hannah from Alaska is... awful. She is not a good model.
No. She's not a good person she's not a good model.
Not a good person, not a good model.
Nikisha keeps losing her neck and, like, doesn't know her body at all. She's going home as fuck in this episode.
Yes. Because they're in these mesh
tubes
that have been draped from the ceiling. When they first showed them, I thought they were, like, the what are the things that, like, you can take the classes in? The fabric that, like, you can
Aerial.
Do, like, aerial class, thank you. Like, I thought it was like that. And I was like, no, they just look like they're all embryos.
They're all, like, sitting on the ground at the bottom of these tubes. And it's like, and why are they coming from the ceiling then?
They look like embryos.
It looks really weird. Sheena did the best, of course. The girl, she's like, yeah, you guys were all great, especially you, Sheena. Tyra Mail.
Did you learn your lesson? If so, you've got this one in the bag. Ooh. I thought they were going to get folded into, like, suitcases.
Oh, I would love that.
They're going to be like, this is how you guys are going abroad. We're just not even going to buy you tickets anymore. We're just going to fold you into suitcases.
Whoever survives gets to move on to the final six. So the girls are all back at the house, and they decide to go swimming. And at some point, all of them are in the hot tub together, and they start playing Truth or Dare, and Sheena's dared to dance for them.
Do a sexy dance.
This is so lame.
and she does a sexy dance.
But, like, what kind of dare is that? Like, at least make her do it topless or something.
Seriously. Yeah, at least
dare her to dance.
Cycle 4, they were like, when they played Truth or Dare, they were like, take off your top and switch it with a girl who has bigger boobs than you.
Yeah. Anything else. And then Clark is dared to kiss Alina, and Alina had mentioned already that she had a crush on Clark.
I was shocked that Clark did it.
So was I, yeah. I was like, aren't you homophobic? But she's like, she's that brand of basic
girl
bitch.
Girl gone wild.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it turns guys on, like, I'll do it for them.
Uh-huh. You're kissing also the pansexual girl in the house. It's like, for you it might be like that, for her it is not.
No. Because
Alina's like, I saw fireworks. And I'm like, that is literally just Clark siphoning your life out of you.
By the way, when I was watching these next few episodes, my roommate came in, and she's always got great commentary on this show. She walked in and saw Alina and was like, ugh, her face. She reminds me of this girl I hate, so I hate her. And so she was just ripping Alina to shreds. It was great. So
I love Megan. That's so funny.
And then the girls joke, like, Clark's going home a lesbian. And Hannah looks like she's going to throw up. And she goes, I would never hang out with Isis or Sheena or Alina.
Or Alina. I'm from a small town in Alaska. Like, why does everything have to be so sexual?
And then she, like, I didn't write down what she said, but I guess she called ISIS, like, something derogatory.
Yeah, I didn't write it down either.
But then ISIS, like, backs up in the hot tub, which is, you know, hot tubs are small, and she backs up into Hannah, who's sitting close to the edge, and Hannah pushes her towards the center, as in, like, you're too close to me, get away.
Yeah.
And she goes, this is just me teaching ISIS my boundaries. And then she gets out of the hot tub and walks inside.
And everyone's like, awkward.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, that was, like, rude. She just pushed you.
It's a microaggression.
It is. It absolutely is.
It's a microaggression.
Is.
And I hate that I'm like, oh, I understand Hannah's side of this. Because she has plausible deniability. Because she can totally be like, oh, I just, like, was asserting my boundaries. Like, I would have done it to anyone. But it's like, but you did it to ISIS.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yes, exactly.
And you've already admitted to being uncomfortable. You didn't even say, like, oh, hey, like, clearly you're backing up and no. you don't see me behind you. Or, like, put my hands on your shoulders, like, hey, boo, you're about to, like, run into my knees. No. Not trying to get my knees scraped up on this jacuzzi.
She did it in this very specific way, though, where she was, like, coming from a place of disgust. Like, she was like, I don't want you to touch me. Which is so, so disrespectful. So then, the next scene is Hannah sitting in the bedroom with Sheena and Brittany. And they're just like, why did you push ISIS? Like, why did you not want her near you in the hot tub? And Hannah, oh, God. I mean, she's just so ignorant and, like, really thinks she's coming from a relatable place. Like,
yeah, we've learned that Hannah thinks that she's going to be, like, the relatable girl.
Yeah.
Like, gonna be, like, the girl next door that everyone understands. And it's like, no, actually, you're going to get portrayed like the ignorant monster that you are. And your mindset is so dangerous.
That is the edit she's getting.
And she deserves it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The fact, like, okay.
Let's do it. Let's say what, okay. So she goes, Sheena asks her about why she pushed ISIS, and Hannah goes, I'm just, like, a stereotypical white person. And Sheena and Brittany go, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
And she goes, I mean, I don't listen to rap music. I don't like rap music. I don't walk into a room and I have to be the loudest one in it. I'm fine just sitting in the background. And Sheena and Brittany are like, okay, we're both women of color. Brittany goes, I'm a black person. Do you think I listen to only rap music? Do you think I'm the loudest one in the room? And Sheena's like, I'm not a white person, so, like, do you think I do all of these stereotypical...
The prejudice is so real. It's weird because it's, like, she's ignorant, but proud of it.
Yeah, it hits so deep because she's saying it in a way where she really thinks she's totally gonna be understood. And, like,
yeah.
No, I'm a white person.
I'm
and
a
they're
white
like,
person.
So you really believe that all black people are like this? You really believe all white
she
people
believes
are
that.
Like... Like, it's astounding.
And do you want to know what else? You know for sure that the minute if I were to be like, Hannah, you're such a fucking white girl... She would be like, oh my God, what do you mean? I'm from Alaska. Like, you can't say things like that. That's racist. You know she's that girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Hannah's next reaction, as soon as, because she so expected the girls to be like, oh, you're a white girl. Okay, we get it.
Like, oh, that's totally fine.
But
that's...
the fact that they went on the offensive and they were like, what the fuck did you just say? She starts crying. She realizes she's in the wrong and she just said this shit. And she said it on camera and she can't fucking take it back.
Can't take it back? And they're calling it out and they're telling her, no, like, what you just said, your entire viewpoint... entire perspective on life is incorrect.
Yeah. And, like, what you just said is how they said it, and it was the nicest way they could have approached
it. The nicest.
Just being like, no, you're completely wrong. They didn't call her racist.
No.
At least not to her face yet, you know?
Not to her face. Yeah.
They were just like, no, you're wrong.
And actually, they never call her racist. She calls herself racist.
Yeah, they ask her if she's prejudiced.
Prejudice.
Which
and
she says,
and she's also racist. But it's like, but no one ever calls her racist. She calls herself racist. And that, to me, says the most about how she knows. She knew.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knows. Because I bet her family is. That's how she got that way.
And you take such pride in being ignorant and from a small town, and these people, Sheena and Brittany, are so much nicer to her than she deserves at all.
Yeah.
She does not deserve their kindness. I would not be this nice to her. The minute that came out of her mouth, I would be like, okay, I'm great. If I'm just a stereotype to you and you want to be just a stereotype yourself, mm-hmm. I'm going to treat you like that stereotype and I'm going to call you white girl.
Hannah starts crying and she's like, I'm really not trying to offend you guys. You just don't get me. It's your fault. You don't get me. And then Jocelyn and Brittany and Nikisha.
The next day.
All get together and, is Sheena there? I don't remember. But so they all get together and they're kind of talking shit about Hannah, rightly so, because she didn't say she was uncomfortable. She talked about race. What are these notes?
She didn't point out.
Oh, she didn't say, like, I was uncomfortable in the hot tub.
Yeah.
She didn't even try to, like, explain it from that point. She just immediately started talking about race. That's
about
what
race.
It was. Yeah.
She immediately brought it to race. Mm-hmm. Immediately, her defense was, like, I'm just, like, a stereotype. Like, I'm just not like you guys. So I just, like, don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not even going to try to understand it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make myself seem like, come to you with a point of condescension because, like, you guys are really the ignorant ones for not accepting me, because I'm from a small town. Bitch, you have Google. And then we see Isis.
Yes.
And then so Isis is like, I got to maintain my hormones. I got to inject myself every day. And asks Annalise, she's like, are you comfortable with needles? Like, can you distract me while I, you know, inject myself with a needle full of fucking hormones?
That made me really like Annalise.
Me too.
She starts, like, doing monkey and chicken impressions for her in the background. And is like, thank you for sharing this moment with me. I'm honored you trusted me.
I would be too.
That is, like, really
this
sweet.
Was, honestly, I could not stab myself with a needle on a regular basis. Like, I just couldn't. Like, I just can't imagine it. I don't know. I just don't like causing myself pain.
So then the next day, we finally figure out what the Tyra mail was, and we meet with Tarina Tarantino, related to Quentin.
Yeah.
His daughter.
Yeah, I think it's Tarantino.
And she's a handbag designer. And
she's the poor man's Betsy Johnson.
Yes. And there is going to be a posing challenge where they have to sell her handbags.
With Benny Ninja.
Yes,
who's
and Benny's
a tiny
there.
Glittery hat. It's so cute.
So they have to inspire Tarina's creative team and model accessories, and the winner gets a handbag full of jewelry and accessories. This is really bad. They're all really bad.
All of it is terrible. Like, this, I was just sitting there. I was at the office, and I was sitting there, like, with my hands over my mouth, like, oh my god. What the fuck is this?
So I think that it was just not explained right to them because they had a teach for extreme posing. So they're all, like, putting their legs behind their head and, like,
doing
Sheena
crazy
puts
stuff.
The purse, like, near her vagina. And, like, Annalise on her back with her legs in the air holding the purse on her ankle. And Tarina's like, I don't know why they're posing like that. I just want them to, like, pose and sell my handbag.
Yeah.
And then Nikisha gets up there.
Nikisha. Okay, I have never introduced myself to anyone being like, I have to urinate.
Yeah, I don't know why she thought it would be a good idea. But yeah, she's like, if I pee, it's your fault because I have to use the bathroom and I'm going second to last. And then she poses and they're like, is that your pose? And she goes, I guess not. And then she does another one and they're like, okay, time's up. They were both bad.
They're both like, they were both awful poses because you are not a model. Like, to me, like, nothing about Nikisha is a model.
No. And she has that
nothing
weird
about
haircut
her.
That should be high fashion, but looks like a kindergarten haircut on her.
It's the Hannah haircut. Hannah gets the same haircut.
Yeah, and it looks
episode.
Like a kindergarten haircut on her, too.
It's the Dora the Explorer. It's Celicia.
It could be good on, like, a real model, though.
It could be good if you're, like, you know, in 1952. If you're Rachel Sussman in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
So, Alina gets up there, and she does the splits, like, across this couch, and holds the purse, like, on her arm, and then does, like, a salute. Mm-hmm. And she wins, because it was the least offensive pose.
We talked about Sheena putting the bag between her legs. Well, you have to point out that her legs were also behind her head when she did this.
But she, like, and she got up there and was like, oh, I've been thinking about what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're gonna love this.
And then she, like, smiles, like, Like, no. You like what I did here? And it's like, oh, no, honey. No.
They had the wrong brief. They thought they were, they just didn't have the right instructions.
So basically, yeah, the Tarina is just horrified in her critiques in general and tells Sheena she was disrespectful. And Hannah was too focused on the chandelier. Nikisha was unprofessional. Yeah, and Alina is genuinely shocked when she wins the challenge, which I thought was very charming.
Yeah.
I was like, good for her. She was like, oh my god, I didn't expect to win the first one. I'm like, yes, you did.
So the girls go back? Yeah. Tyramail.
You want to be on top? You better start calling that ladder! Or climbing that ladder. Call it? Why did I write calling?
Let's see. I don't know. It's climbing.
I was drinking rosé when I wrote my notes. Anyway, then we see Nikisha and Jocelyn, Nikisha, Jocelyn, Sheena, and Brittany, and they're all sitting and talking about Hannah still, but this time it's in the living room.
Yeah.
And not in, like, the privacy of a bedroom.
And they're like, we're all the ethnic girls in the house, and we feel a lot of negative energy from Hannah.
It's literally, like, all the black girls in the house are all coming together, and, like, we feel like this girl's behavior is uncouth.
Honestly, if all of them are feeling it from her, then it's coming from her.
It's coming from her. It's rooted in something real. It is.
Even if it's just, like, small, like, microaggressions. Yeah, exactly.
They say, if you don't know who the Michael Scott of your friend group is, you're the Michael Scott.
So then Sheena's like, it's discrimination, and that's not tap model behavior.
Yeah. They, like, because apparently Hannah had said something that was like, I don't like when people don't act like their own, like, the race that they belong to.
Oh, my God. That's what Nikisha said. Belong to? I'm sorry, are we in tribes? Are we on Orange is the New Black? Act like their own race.
Mm-hmm. Like, like, is it American History X? Because you can go bite a fucking curb. Like, I will happily have you bite a fucking curb, Kate Hannah. I swear to God. Like, Hannah would not know what to do with me. Hannah would not know what to do with me.
I would love to see that.
And you know I would know that, and I would prey on that. I know a ton of white girls just like Hannah, and the reason why they don't get me, and their discomfort with me is because I don't ascribe to a lot of, like, their stereotypical ideas of what people think blackness should be.
You're three-dimensional.
I'm three-dimensional. I'm a person with nuance. Like, black people have nuance.
How is this a shocking idea?
I don't understand. Never understood it.
Let's jump forward to Hannah walks into the living room. All the girls are talking shit. Jocelyn goes, Hannah, are you prejudiced?
Flat out.
Hannah goes, am I racist? No. Now it's time for me to go to sleep. And then she walks out of the room and starts crying. And Marjorie has to hug her.
Yeah. This is when Sheena uses the word discrimination. Like, it's like, I think she's like, is discriminated, but like, and they're like, all the girls are like, that's what it is.
Yeah. And,
like,
and they're all like, yeah, that's not what America's Next Top Model is.
Mm-mm. But my favorite is when because I guess they're in the living room and Hannah's like in the kitchen talking to me. I think Marjorie, maybe someone else.
I think Annalie too.
Annalie, yeah.
Because Annalie and Marjorie are joined at the hip.
They are. And they have been since day one. But Hannah's like, I mean, they shouldn't talk about people behind their backs because that means that they can't defend themselves. And I'm like, Hannah, your behavior is indefensible.
Also, just like a side note of something mean to say about Hannah that has nothing to do with her personality. She's one of those people with, like, a permanently stuffed nose, so I just think we should work that into our impressions. It's like from eating too much dairy.
Oh my god! Oh my god, it totally is! Because you know what that reminds me of? That episode of Misfits, with the guy, like, his superpower was, like, being able to fuck with people's dairy intake.
Oh yeah!
And he, like, would congeal their insides, and his voice was like, ah, rah, rah. It's like, was like a British version of, like,
you're wearing cardigans.
What is that, a cardigan? I've been rewatching Misfits also.
I need to do, like, that.
It was such a good, I was really glad I did. Sidebar, guys, if you haven't seen Misfits, it's on Hulu, y'all should watch it. Best sex scene in television history.
Yes. But back to Top Model. So Hannah's crying in the kitchen, and then McKee is comforting her. Just, like, all the white girls are comforting her.
Yeah, basically.
That are like, you suck, but, like, we feel bad because you're crying.
And Hannah's apology to the girls is, I'm sorry if you think that I'm being racist or prejudiced.
Oh, that's such a good impression.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, but that I'm being misunderstood.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that, like, the racist things I'm saying are being interpreted as racist.
And then you see Hannah and her talking head, and she goes, this is, like, gang violent. And it's like, oh, so you are racist.
So you are racist. Because you called it gang violence, which is, like, that's a coded statement.
Idiot.
It's a coded statement. Like you using that.
And it's, like, not well coded.
Not well coded at all. And she's like, I can't believe that they're calling me racist. Like, that isn't very nice. And it's like, you are not nice. You are a racist ass bitch. It's literally, like, all of the white people versus all of the people in the of color in the cast. I think this is one of the reasons I had a really big issue with watching this season.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable. This season, in general, the editing is weird, though.
Yeah. It's just a lot of things are not well handled.
At all.
So, we go to the photo shoot, and Mr. J is up inside this hot air balloon, and he's like, hi, girls! You're gonna be hanging off a ladder today while we shoot you! Hello down there! I loved
it. It's like, Jay just wanted to be in a hot air balloon.
And the photographer is Mike Ruiz.
Who is so hot, so handsome.
So Lauren Brie is going to be going up first in the balloon, but the wind is so insane that there's, like, 8 men trying to hold onto the ropes to the balloon that finally they're like, okay, this isn't gonna work. We're actually just gonna shoot you from a ladder hanging from a crane, and then we'll just fix it in post.
Yep. I'm like, it's less exciting.
It was a good idea, but
it was a good, like, poor props execution. For trying. A for effort, guys.
But Lauren does amazing. Jay keeps saying, Dior, yes.
I was screaming watching her.
This was the famous one, right? This is, like, one of the best in Top Model.
This is, like, this and her performance in the next 3 episodes. I was like, how does this girl not go abroad? I don't understand.
I know. It makes no sense.
And how Samantha does. But, and this is when Lauren Brie, like, hey, she went first and she set the fucking bar.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you set the bar. This is what you do. Delivery.
So Alina's next, and she, like, has this beautiful ethereal quality, and she looks like Angelina Jolie. She does great.
But I think she had better photos than the one that they picked for her.
Probably.
But we'll get to that. But Jay is massively disappointed by Anna Lee because she's not using her inner skater.
No, she didn't do good.
It's weird because, like, is Anna Lee the dancer girl? Usually, like, the dancer girl of the season? And so it's like, you get mad when the dancer girls use their dancer ability, but you're mad that Anna Lee is, like, not using her skate. What?
Yeah.
I don't get it!
This is a show of contradictions. You know this.
None of the narrative of the show makes any sense.
So then Sheena, who uses her butt cheeks to hold on to the ladder, and Mr. J's like, if you can take your arms and legs off the ladder without falling, you're doing something wrong. Something hoochie.
And Jay was like, what were you trying to go for? And she's like, I was trying to go for, like, easy and effortless. It's like, yeah, no, that did not come across at all.
Isis, the strongest posing, but she needs to work on her face. Her face was not right today.
Yes. So, Nikisha, who weighs 10 pounds soaking wet, shockingly does not have any core or muscle strength.
She is, like, the thinnest girl in the competition.
I think she's the thinnest girl they've had on this show, period. Like, Nikisha concerns me. I'm sorry.
So...
But, like, Nikisha's a mess.
Her underwear showing, her wig, it looks a mess.
It's a wig, right? This is a wig.
It has to be.
It has to be a wig. And it's not a good one. And it's like, girl, you didn't bring multiple options? Like, you know, if I was on Top Model, I would show up in every talking head with a different wig on.
Mm.
Everyone.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Until they gave me a makeover. And even then, I'd be like, nope, still wearing different wigs.
So Brittany is very confusing to Jay because she's so pretty, but she, like, cannot harness it. And, like, she's too pretty, maybe.
She is.
Jocelyn kills it. Our girl.
She's a fucking model. She's a, my only note for Jocelyn is Jocelyn's a model.
Clark, like she is a model. Is sitting on one of the rungs and not using her length, so she just looks really short. Mm-hmm. Hannah doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. What was Hannah doing? Hannah doesn't know how to, like, shape her body. Like, it's very strange.
Not good. Samantha, oh, the material on this dress was so shiny and unflattering. Like, garbage bag.
Yeah, it's not a good dress.
So she looks, like, lumpy in it. She doesn't look good in it.
It's like a bad Oscars dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a Sims dress.
It's like... Yeah, it really is. Your Sim is going to, like, a fancy event, like in Sim Celebrity or Sim Hollywood, like The Sims Hollywood. It was some extension. I don't know. I need a laptop with just all of The Sims on it. I always said that was my first rich person expense. It was like...
Yeah, no, get it.
Just a laptop just for The Sims with all The Sims on it.
So Mickey forgets to hold her poses. She's doing great, but she doesn't. She keeps switching it.
Yeah.
Hannah, yeah, her performance was just not nearly as impressive as the other girls, so she's very nervous.
And she knows it. So then we have judging, right?
Yes. We get a shot of Tyra holding balloons looking insane.
She really does. Like, her pictures this season, especially going to judging, are a particular shade of crazy.
Yes.
And so Tarina Tarantino is the guest judge. Poor man's Betsy Johnson still. Mm-hmm. So... Annalise's shot is gorgeous, but they think that she was too non-committal. And I was like, what the fuck kind of critique is that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But, like, her lips always, I remember, were so weird to me because she would prune. But then, like, her mouth was really tense in this shot. She just has a very interesting face, and I don't know if I like it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And her face isn't great, but the pose is great.
Samantha's dress makes her look bigger than she is.
Hannah's shot is, quote, different. Which means it's not good. Like, if anyone describes anything as different, like when Stacey Ann got her makeover last season, she goes, oh, it's different.
Poor girl.
I miss her.
So, but they're also like, I guess you have good angles to Hannah. Nikisha, too thin. She looks like a paper bag with pipe cleaners coming out of it.
I loved that description.
Me too.
Paulina, like, that's such a visceral, like, particular description. A paper bag with pipe cleaners in it. And she was right!
Lauren Brie, fierce to die for.
My only notes are just Lauren Brie. Work, 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 work.
Mickey, they love it. They're like, you look like a cartoon love child from Poison Ivy and the Joker, but you need to hold your poses longer.
Yeah, that's just a fact. Like, they comment, they say that she looks like a mixture between Poison Ivy and the Joker, and I'm like, is that a styling commentary? Because that's not a critique on which on.
I miss Mickey with red hair.
I loved her red hair, but like Tyra said, she can wear fucking anything.
Yeah, that is true.
She can, like, she literally, like, I was looking at her Instagram and I was like, damn, you are a queen. Like, you can literally have any hair color, any hairstyle, and you will just have a gorgeous face.
So, Clark, I love what they say about Clark. They go, you look like this local girl that will never leave LA.
It was so shady. It was
love when they give the long, very descriptive shade.
They like Shot's shot more than I do. I think Clark had one good photo in this entire show.
It's the water one.
And it's the water one, and it's not even, and even in the first call-out she gets, I'm still like, it's not first call-out worthy. It's good, but it's not.
No.
It's not better than Annalise was.
I agree. Isis looks like she's in elementary teacher. School. Yeah.
Isis... She walks because she's wearing these, like, cute shorts.
But her hair is a mess.
Model shorts.
Her hair looks like mine right now. Like, a side bang short ponytail.
Yeah, like...
And unless you're recording a podcast in bed, it's not the hairstyle for you to choose.
That's not what you showed. That is not your hairstyle. And, yeah, Isis, yeah, looks gorgeous in her photo, and her face is amazing, but Paulina, not a fan.
Mm-mm.
Not a fan.
Marjorie, cool... She needs confidence. She's a chameleon. Alina, stunning, in control.
Yeah. I think Alina's photo looks like Adrina Patridge. And that is not a compliment.
Oh. No.
Ceiling eyes. Ceiling eyes.
Yeah.
She's got a beautiful hooded eye, though. That's what I love about
Tyra calls it eye meat in the next episode, and it really freaks me out.
I don't like when people use the word meat to describe, like, body parts. Yeah. Like, somebody told me I had, like, a really meaty lower lip, and I was like, that is gross. What about like, I was plump. Like, yeah, I was like, plump.
That was a cannibal, Amanda. I don't want you talking to them anymore.
You have some good lip meat. And I was like, ew!
So, Sheena, they're like, hoochie, but, like, it is beautiful. And then Paulina asks her if her breasts are fake.
And Sheena says no.
And then they're like, okay, well, you look really hoochie in your judging outfit, and next time you come to judging, we want your hair in a ponytail. And then Megan, my roommate, goes, oh, does a ponytail make you demure?
Does a ponytail make you demure?
And I was like, wow, Megan! Yeah, Tyra really does think that. Because that's like she really when does. She asked for one.
It's like how Miss J's idea of high fashion is a hunch.
So Brittany, they're like, this is a high-end catalog.
Jocelyn walks up to the judges and goes, hey, girls! Hey! And she is my everything. I love
She's
her.
Effortless, amazing. Mwah.
Queen, I love her. And then before they conclude judging, Sheena's like, can I come forward? Because, you know, I just gotta get something off my chest, literally. My boobs are fake. And I was like, yeah, we all knew. I don't understand why she lied.
I don't either. I don't. But I also thought she was gonna walk up and go, hi, actually, before we end it, this is bugging me. I don't like you guys commenting on my breasts or my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought she was going to say something like that, because it was really weird, the whole interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that, like, Paulina's like, are your boobs fake?
Yeah.
And it's like, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, why does it matter? And also, it's weird because, like, Nigel's like, so you're telling us they are fake. And Sheena goes, yeah, like, it was like a dumb decision when I was young. And I was like, no, take pride in it.
Yeah,
you know? don't discount what you've done. Like, if you have your boobs done and you like them, and you think they're great, and you like what they did for your figure.
Yeah,
good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
But Tyra goes, I'm gonna stop you there, Sheena. Yes, I'm glad you came forward and told the truth because I knew. So good job for telling the truth.
Good job.
Tyra knows all, bitch.
And then deliberation. Annalie looks like a great ice skater.
Samantha needs a makeover.
Hannah is so charming and earnest, and Nigel's like, I don't know if that's enough. I didn't think that's enough.
Nikisha talked about peeing, Tarina tells the judges.
And all the judges are like, what? Because Paulina's basically like, Nikisha should go home. Yeah. Like, flat out. Like, and Tarina's like, yeah, no, she cannot, like, she will not work. You need to send her home.
Lauren Brie, one of the best top 5 shots in top model history. I love how she arbitrarily picks a number. This is the top 5th best shot?
7?
Oh, Sheena. Tarina tells them how she put her handbag in her crotch.
And this is when Paulina turns on Sheena.
Tarina's just trying to get all the girls fired. She wants to Tarina, be top model.
Tarina was, like, not here for any of these girls. And neither was Jeremy Scott.
No. Ooh, I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
McKee, they think, has a lot of potential.
Yep, and Clark needs to scrub down because she is covered in makeup. Clark does wear too much makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Clark is too powdery. She doesn't look fresh.
She's caked. Caked and baked.
Isis, however, is falling apart in person. Mm-hmm. Womp womp. Marjorie has a great shot and a cool photo. Yeah,
she really lucked out with that scarf.
They love Alina's shot more than I do. Whatever, we all have bad days. Not bad. I have, but you know, we all have bad
Brittany
days.
Brittany needs to prove she can be high fashion.
Mm-hmm. But Tyra thinks she can make $1 million as a catalog model. And I was like, honestly, she's right.
And Jocelyn, they love her shot, and they also love how she looks like she's flamenco dancing.
I just have goddess gorgeous Jocelyn.
So call out what a Lauren Brie.
Who gets a round of applause.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No.
Like, all the girls and the judges were applauding her.
Fuck yeah. Then Alina, Jocelyn, Marjorie, McKee, Samantha, Sheena, who's shocked. Hannah, Clark, Brittany, Annalie, and the bottom two are Isis and Nikisha.
I thought Annalie was called later than she should have been.
Yeah. Like, I think she could have gone before Hannah.
before Hannah, for sure. Nikisha for having mediocre film and for talking too much and just really not having good photos. And she's trying to, like, talk to Tyra while Tyra's, you know, critiquing her. And, like, and then we hear this ADR. And you need to learn to listen! And Isis for sliding so far downwards in her photo in her, you know, the second week. And for not coming to judging looking like a model. And of course, Isis is safe.
And Nikisha starts crying and tries to talk after she announces Isis's name. And Tyra goes, Nikisha, this is Isis's moment. We're going to need you to be quiet for a little bit.
I wrote down what Nikisha said.
What'd she say?
She's crying and she's like, you know, like every time it's just something completely different. And, you know, I completely understand. Like, I understand what it is. So, I'm going to just be an anesthesiologist now.
Nikisha, this is Isis's moment and we're going to need you to be quiet for a little bit.
And she's like, and that's why you're going home.
That is so mean.
And you're here saying that you're going to be an anesthesiologist? And she, like, Nikisha's like, and that was a joke. And Tyra's like, there's truth in jest, Nikisha. Truth in jest.
Ew.
That's what she said it, like, three times. Like,
Tyra just learned that phrase.
So, yeah, oh, but definitely. Then Nikisha, she heard it, like, an hour ago.
Struts out, and Miss J's like, work, put your hands, whatever. And then Nikisha does it, and Miss J looks horrified, because the walk is like, busted.
Dracitude.
So that's the end of episode 3. Let's jump into episode 4. The title is You're Beautiful, Now Change. Makeovers. Let's power through this.
So Brittany's frustrated because she's just like, I just want to be high fashion, but they're just not impressed by my photos. And it's like, because you're too pretty, Brittany. Sorry.
Well, Brittany tries to create this narrative, this episode of like, feel bad for me because I'm too pretty.
I'm pretty.
She like tries to cry about it at the salon and is like, I don't know what to do. I'm like so pretty.
I loved it.
So the girls walk into the living room and there's Tyra at the house wearing a tiara and waving around a wand telling the girls, put on your tiaras and welcome to our princess party. Look, we have pizza. And they pass this
pizza. It's a princess
around.
Party with pizza.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was like, this is my entire brand. My entire brand.
So I want to talk to you girls about how I made over my career being a supermodel.
It's so arbitrary. It's so, all a humble brag.
Around the time I turned 20, I started getting boobs and a butt. And my manager told me and my mom, here's a list of all of the fashion designers that don't want to work with me, and I need to drop 20 pounds. And you know what my mom said to me about that? She goes, fuck that, we're ordering pizza. And we restructured my entire career. And we called Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated.
Tyra went through late puberty, first of all. Yeah. So, like, let's talk about that. Like, Tyra went through late puberty.
No, Tyra just got the college 15 without going to college.
It's true. She definitely, it's like, the freshman 15 is literally not because you have access to all of this food. It's simply because that's what happens to people's bodies.
Yeah. So Tyra goes, all right, so now we just talked about how I made over my career. Now it's time to talk about making you guys over. So Anna Lee, here's what you're going to get. And then right before she can tell Anna Lee what she's getting for her makeover, I love this. Miss J comes in, dressed like the bad witch from Snow White, and goes, Apple!
It is flawless.
This is my favorite. This is her best moment.
This is amazing. Like, this is her best moment. Like nothing better than this. Nothing.
So Tyra takes a bite of the apple, she passes out, and then Mr. J comes in dressed as a prince and goes, only a kiss from her true love can save her. And then he kisses Tyra, and she's still passed out, and he's like, don't worry, girl, she'll be better by judging. Guess you won't know what your makeovers are gonna be. We'll see you tomorrow at the salon.
Like, they have nothing. But it's like, this all was so arbitrary to really, it's like, you had to put Jay in all of this makeup so Tyra could humble brag about her career for a bit. Like, what is the point of this? But everyone is ready for makeovers. So the girls show up to the salon, and there are black curtains over all the mirrors in the salon, because not even the Jays know what their makeovers are, and neither are they until after they've done them. So basically, we get robbed of the girls finding out what their makeovers are and crying about it until after. But it's fine, because they're at the Neil George Salon. Then, Tyra wants to add more things to her reel. So she puts on a blonde wig, some white contacts, and is the good fierce witch. And has like a pop-up video-esque pop-up in the corner where she comments on all of the girls and their makeovers and speaks in a voice like this. Are we doing yays and nays?
Yes.
Yays and nays! The most wonderful time of the year. Makeovers! So first up is Marjorie, who gets a dark brown dye job.
Yay!
Yay, definitely. I wish it was a little darker, but I think that they chose the shade of brown they did because they did not want McKee and Marjorie to have the same makeover.
Yes, agree.
And then Jocelyn gets a long and wavy textured weave. Definitely a yay. Loved it. But it doesn't look, I mean, it's like, oh, she looks kind of the same. Like, she looks kind of the same. Doesn't get a whole change. And then we get the running narrative of Alina being like, I'm afraid of looking stupid and I want to give off, like, I'm very proud of my image. Basically, Alina's like, don't fuck with my brand. And she's like, I really hope I get long hair. And it's like,
she wants to look more like Angelina Jolie. And she's not going to.
Yeah, basically. She's not going to. And Jay's like, I really just want you to let go with this makeover. Like, I seem to like.
Yeah, Alina's the girl who has too much control and can't let go. So, like, yeah, Christina definitely. She's that girl from Cycle 4.
And April.
April, yes.
April.
So, Sam, they cut all of her hair off and give her, like, a Kate Gosselin-esque look. Yes. And then Sutan comes over, and he's like, why are you crying? And Sam goes, my boyfriend isn't going to like me anymore. And Sutan goes, if he doesn't like it, you need a new boyfriend. You need a
new boyfriend.
It's so good.
And I'm like, I think this is the last season with Sutan.
Oh, no.
Because I'm pretty sure Drag Race Season 3 was 2009.
Season 4.
So I'm pretty sure this is the last season with Sutan. Mm-hmm.
Sam looks so much better.
She does.
Her face looks better. Like,
she looks like a model.
She looks like she has a chin.
Because she does not have a chin.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sam.
Hannah, they give her, yeah, the Dora Explorer look. Short bob, the bangs.
And it's dyed dark brown.
It's, like, fine, but she's just not a model.
Yeah, like, to me, I'm like, I just wish somebody would explain Hannah's face to me. She just seems really average and ordinary.
Clark, they dye her hair jet black.
Yay. Yay. Yeah, sorry. It's helpful. Yay. I thought she looked amazing.
I might have liked it, like, chestnut brown, even.
Yeah.
Just not blonde.
Mm-hmm. Just not blonde. Not the shade of blonde that it was. Yeah. Not the Amanda Mitchell blonde that I'm wearing right now. Yeah.
Lauren, blonder, platinum. Yay.
Gorgeous. Yay. Absolutely. I mean, she gets the white blonde of the season.
Sheena, blonde highlights. Nay.
Nay!
Why?
You barely see them.
Why would you do
why
that?
Why are you giving her Kelly Clarkson
why
highlights?
Why are you giving an Asian girl blonde highlights?
Chunky blonde highlights.
Like, no. Give her, keep her hair the same. Maybe give her some layers.
This show does not have a good running list of Asian girls and makeovers. Like, I'm just gonna put it that way. Shay in Cycle 21, I think. I'm pretty sure Cycle 21. They literally, like, is an Asian girl, and they literally give her, like, her hair is half black, half white. Like, down the middle, center part, one side is black, one side is white.
Well, Gina, from 5, they didn't.
And they barely don't do anything to her.
Or 6, I mean, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
They did nothing to.
Anything.
Which is
nothing.
What they should have done to Sheena. Nothing.
To Sheena. She looked great.
Annalie. Blonde.
Yay. She gets blonde with some highlights added.
She's like,
yay.
I'm used to sitting in the background and now I have blonde hair, so I guess I'll just have to get used to it.
I guess I gotta get used
she
to it.
She has like breathy Anna Faris voice.
Yeah, like I definitely would say that it's really close to like an Anna Faris. But like she also thinks that she's from the streets for some reason and
yo.
Goes like, yo.
Yo.
Yo, like that was shit was mad whack.
So, oh, I hate that. So, Alina, they're like, we're bringing in a weave mistress for you. It's something that's never been done on Top Model. She's like, I'm scared. And Miss J's like, yeah, you should be scared.
I still don't understand why did they do her makeover. This? I don't
First
understand
of all, they
it.
Sew in a weave all around her head because they're changing her hair texture too, which I understand, but it's like, why not just dye it and give why her not extension? Just dye it? Like, I don't under. They sewed a weave all around her head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She had a full-on sew-in weave.
It just...
It was like Britney's.
They're like, we're trying...
It was Britney's.
Yes, it was Britney's, but a little better because it wasn't yarn. It was actual more copper. Hair.
And also more copper.
Yes, not as fire engine red.
Burp.
They're like, look, you look ethnically ambiguous. And it's like, I feel like this is problematic.
That's problematic as hell because she's the fucking Ukraine.
And like... Like, it's giving me Rachel Dolezal vibes. Like,
it really
it's not
is.
Good.
It's not good. And it's like, it to me, because it's like you barely see it, you might as well have just kept it dark. Like, to me, I'm just like, Alina has the same makeover. Like, she didn't get a makeover in my brain. Like, because you never see it. And she's like, I just don't feel like myself. And I'm like, yeah, you don't. You shouldn't.
McKee
gets a black pixie cut.
Yay.
Gorgeous.
Good. I'm glad they
Yay
gave her a pixie
hell.
Cut. Color, I feel like I would have liked to keep it red, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Her face is so good.
Yeah, but you know, McKee was, or Alina is the redhead of the season. Like, gets the redhead makeover, because you know Tyra loves to give a white blonde and loves to give a redhead.
Isis, long weave.
Yep. Brittany, also long weave, but Brittany is, both of these are just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, basic.
You look the same. You look the same. Like, there's no difference. But then Brittany is talking to Miss J about, like, what's wrong with her and how, like, what her flaws are. And, like, basically asks Jay to critique her. And Jay's like, you're very pretty and you're going to make a great football player's wife.
Oh my god, I love her. That is so funny.
I was like, that is the funniest shade ever. Because it's true.
Is that what happened
like,
to her?
I was like... I don't know. I haven't looked into it. But it's like, but Brittany, like, definitely would make a gorgeous football player's wife.
True.
Like, mm-hmm. Totally.
That's why I'm like, if she's so pretty and it's working against her, why didn't you cut all of her hair off? Because she could have handled it. Because her face is so pretty.
She definitely could have handled it. So, like... That's, like, isn't that your motive? Isn't that what you love to do?
I didn't understand that. Tyra Mail...
Sometimes even top models have to work the late shift. And we're going back to fucking Walmart. Again!
Oh.
Again!
So
why do they keep doing this?
We arrive at Walmart and Sutan and Chrissy Barker, aka Nigel's wife, are there to greet the girls and talk about CoverGirl.
And unveil Whitney's CoverGirl shot. And they're like, this is going to be in Walmart's world nationwide. And I'm like, why do I feel like it was only in this one mall, Walmart, for this one shot?
So there's a CoverGirl challenge. The winner gets a video on the CoverGirl website and a Walmart gift card for $1,000. What was the challenge?
The challenge is to create a natural look and then... create a 30-second video using the CoverGirl shade selector, which is exclusive to Walmart stores nationwide.
And they get no script.
No script. Gotta make it up.
This was painful.
And they still cannot be bothered to give these women more than one mirror.
No.
Just pointing it
no.
out. Like, there's only one mirror for all these girls to do their makeup. And Anna Lee forgets the name of the shade selector. Great. Marjorie calls it Walgreens.
That was great. Hannah was adorable.
Oh my god. She actually did do really well.
Samantha
was
like, she was talking to her friend.
Mm-hmm. Brittany was very Valley Girl. And they're like, you are so pretty. And Brittany, like, rolls her eyes when they say that. They're like, you look beautiful and you're super pretty. And she's like, ugh.
Shut up, Brittany.
And then Sutan calls Hannah or Anna Lee hood rat.
Yeah.
And I was like, because she said the word
yo.
Blink, blink.
Yeah.
Blink, 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 blink. Like white guy blinking gif. Like what the fuck?
That was very confusing. But Hannah wins. Also confusing.
The girl who's going to be able to use the Walmart gift card.
True. So
that's it.
Then we get another Tyra mail.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not giving me a Walmart gift card because I have no reason to No.
I ain't going there.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway. Tyra, ma'am, which one of you is suited to be America's Next Top Model?
And the girls are like, swimsuits, there's gonna be a beach suit, suited.
They're doing better than previous years.
And then Brittany talks about how she's homesick, and she's talking about how she misses her mom. And then Alina's like, wow, I hate my mom.
Yeah. Flat out. Alina's like, I never loved my mom. My mom didn't know how to be a mother.
I was never allowed to express my emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why she's very guarded and, like, you know. And
they're like, okay. Does your mom take care of you? And Alina goes, yeah, she pays my bills. Like, we talk, we hang out. And then Brittany's like, wow, what an evil bitch. How could anybody hate their moms?
Yeah.
And it's like,
so, okay. This comes down to love languages, doesn't it? Like, to the love language garbage and the way that people express love. And Brittany calls into the same category that my father does, which is like, if I pay your bills, or if I, like, support you and, like, you have half of my DNA, that's love. That's love.
Well, also, like, Brittany, you know nothing about their relationship or her life or what's happened. Like, that is complicated stuff. That shit's complicated. You have no idea what's happened. Don't fucking make judgments about stuff that you don't know about.
Exactly. It's not your place to be like, you're an ungrateful bitch for saying that. And Alina literally shuts down and goes like, okay, I just became uncomfortable with this conversation. Yeah. And Brittany's like, well, you just were when you were talking shit about your mom. Like, how can you just become uncomfortable out of nowhere? And it's like, because of the way that you're coming at her for expressing her opinion.
So Alina's like, basically, I regret sharing. Goodbye. And then we cut to a scene of Annalie posing in the mirror, and Isis tells her she pouts too much, which she does. And Annalie's like, no, I disagree. Yeah. And it's like, she's trying to help you, but okay.
Yeah. And Annalie's like, my mouth looks weird like that. And it's like, but you think it looks weird, but it looks great in photos.
Yeah. Also, it doesn't look weird. It looks weird what you're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So then the girls are taken to this giant mansion on the beach, and they're doing a swimsuit shoot with photographer Russell James. Who shot Tyra on the cover, Sports Illustrated, first black woman.
That she only got $150 for.
Still fucked up.
So fucked up.
And they are going to be modeling swimsuits from Susan Holmes, model turned designer. Who
I had never heard of and probably will never think of again.
And, plot twist, Mr. J will not be directing them on this shoot, but Russell and Susan will be. So Jocelyn gets on set, and she's so positive and upbeat, and it's just a pleasure to work with. Annalie needs to be more comfortable in her skin.
Mm-hmm. She also needs a ton of direction.
Yes.
Hannah... I was laughing at Hannah during her photo shoot.
She was before Hannah.
Oh, was she?
The only note I have is there was a bow on her swimsuit, and it was really ugly. The swimsuits were not cute. It was, like, on her strap.
These were some ugly photos. These were some ugly swimsuits. Yeah. Sorry, Susan Holmes. These were some hideous, hideous swimsuits.
But, yeah, back to Hannah. Sorry.
Hannah, so they keep being, like, okay, like, give us a different, like, change your eyes, change your eye up, like, give us a different look. And she literally keeps, like, just, like, widening her eyes and giving them, like, crazy eyes.
She looks insane.
It is hilarious. I just don't know, like, how tall, like, I feel like Hannah's short. Is that bad? Like, I feel like she's short. Like, I feel like she's, like, 5'8".
Wait. Oh, my God. Did you know what Hannah's last name is?
No. White?
Yeah.
That was a simple guess. Anyway. So, yeah. So, Brittany, though, is so uncomfortable on set. Because, like, Brittany, like, really does, like, while not wanting to be just a pretty girl, relies so much on just being pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And Alina, like, is, like, I didn't recognize myself at first with my new makeover, but I'm giving myself, Alina, a lot more personality in her voice. It's a lot more like, Alina, I didn't recognize myself in the mirror when I first got my makeover, but, like, now I do, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's very monotone, like.
But her shots are good. She looks, like, very editorial. Her tattoos are showing. Don't love that she has an underbelly one, but, you know, I'll live with it.
Yeah, that's a pregnancy nightmare is what I call it.
Marjorie looks like an adorable little pixie. Lauren Brie, beautiful. Isis was difficult to shoot because she was worried. She had, like, she had to, like, tape herself, and she was just worried.
Yeah.
And also, like, the photographer doesn't know what's going on, which, like, of course not. And she's sitting in a chair and, like, worried about stuff falling out, so she can't commit fully to modeling. That's mm-hmm. fucking stressful.
Exactly. She's got a lot. She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah.
A lot on her plate. Then judging? Do we just go straight into judging? Yeah. Susan Holmes is our guest judge. So Sheena's first up, and they talk about how surprising her shot is because, like, she's so serene. And they're like, but you're so, like, you give us such power in person, but you, like, photograph so serenely. And she's like, I was trying to smile with my eyes. And Tyra's like, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Annalie has scary tree branch arms. Like, grabbing the rock.
Like,
Tyra's like, Gollum. If you had just looked up like you were climbing the rock, it would have saved the picture.
Yeah, she's right, though.
Clark's lips are too thin.
Yeah, I just have the note. Clark needs lip injections. Yeah. Clark has no lips.
Hannah, they're like, this is very European sexy. But to me, it looks creepy to me. It looks like she's being photographed in a basement.
You see how my arms are right now? Because my arms are literally what Hannah's picture is like. It's just like standing. Like, she's just standing there with her arms over her head, like crossed, like, bam.
It's creepy. I don't like it.
Bam. It's not a good
look. Lauren Brie reminds them of Cara D in this picture.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Tyra was like, you gave a lot of, like, some for women and some, like, come to me, daddy. Like, come get it, daddy. Like, and I was like, good policy. That's how you know. Zaddy.
Brittany, not present. She just isn't even trying. Resting on pretty.
They love McKee's makeover, and they love her face and her photo, and McKee can pretty much do no wrong at this point. Mm-hmm.
Isis, uncomfortable during shoot. One of her eyes is, like,
I love twitchy. Nigel's obsession with pointing out people's weak eyes.
Yeah.
And Isis' shot is very, very sleepy, just there. She's just kind of, like, sitting serenely in a chair.
Yeah.
Like, smiling.
Marjorie, high-end, edgy hotel ad.
But I don't like Marjorie's shot because she's selling herself, not the bikini. You can't see it at all.
Her back's kind of to camera and she's twisting.
You have not filled the brief. You have not done the job. Like, you would not be booked again by this company.
Sam looks like a Hollister ad. And that's, like, the brand she would work with, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tommy Hilfiger, Hollister. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely Aeropostale. Like, yeah, but her shot is gorgeous and it's serene. But to me, I'm like, were these beauty shots or were they supposed to be bikini shots? Because, like,
we're not seeing
Alina gets a beauty shot, Hannah gets a bikini shot. So, like, it's so strange. I'm like,
they forgot what they were doing.
What ad campaign is this for?
Alina, they love her picture. Paulina's like, tattoos are a bad idea for a model.
But they work here. But they work, and you can see, like, her little, like, hand tag. I love a tattoo, like, right here.
And then Jocelyn, and they're like, wow, there's power in posing the motion.
But she's also doing the, like, hey!
It's a little, pose. Yeah. Miss J is like, you look like the girls from the neighborhood, just popping up out of a bush and going, hey! And that's exactly what it looks like.
It does.
So, deliberation. Sheena, they're like, we want to see some more powerful pics. We've only seen, like, the soft look from her. Mm-hmm. Annalie, doll.
Yeah. And Paulina thinks that they want Annalie to have more potential than Annalie really does. And I was like, Paulina is a savage this season. Like, she is ruthless.
Clark, not photogenic.
Pauline also said that they wish she was more photogenic.
Yeah.
And Lauren is the opposite of Clark because, like, Clark is a model in person but not a model in pictures, and Lauren is a model in pictures and not a model in person.
Brittany, no wow factor.
She's just pretty. They love Samantha. They love her hair. Yeah. They think Hannah is just too buttoned up. That's a great way of saying constipated.
Yeah, she needs to mess herself up. Mm-hmm. Isis, gorgeous, but no variety.
Marjorie is in a caught moment. Like, oh, I'm just happened to be caught looking over my shoulder, looking fabulous. Hey.
They love McKee's makeover.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeousness. Alina finally delivered. And Jocelyn showed that bikini off.
So call out order.
Alina, Lauren Brie, Samantha, McKee, Sheener, Jocelyn, Marjorie, Clark, Isis, Hannah, and Brittany and Anna Lee are in the bottom two. Oof. Why Anna Lee's in the bottom two, I don't understand.
Why Hannah's not.
Hannah should be in the bottom two. Like, for sure. But Brittany for basically being a pretty girl, but that not translating to photos. And Anna Lee for being both ahead of the pack, but trailing behind the pack at the same time. Bye, Brittany. My Brittany, you didn't really do anything after either. It doesn't really matter. Neither did Nikisha, like, dropped off the face of the earth. Probably did become an anesthesiologist. Like, definitely did not model. That brings us to the end of episode 4.
Yay! Would you like to do a social media, Amanda?
I would love to. Guys, pretty much all of our social media stuff you can find at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. If you need anything, it's all there. Also, we set up a PayPal. So if you feel like you want to donate to our PayPal and buy us a cup of coffee, buy us a cocktail, whatever, we will happily shout out anything that you're doing on this podcast because we love supporting people who support us.
And we also are toying with the idea of releasing bonus content for some of our patrons. So we're still figuring that out. But yes.
You can find the link to the PayPal in the information of this podcast. You can find me at Loch Ness Manda on Twitter and Instagram. You can read my blog, Romance vs. Reality. I'm recap The Bachelorette. This season is garbage. You can find Hillary on Twitter and Instagram at HilariousOUS123. That's all of them. I just did it because I almost said your social media when I said my own. So, you know.
Cool. All right. Yeah. We love you guys.
We love you. Happy birthday, me.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Have a fun weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a shit show. It's also Pride.
Oh, God.
It's New York Pride, and it's my birthday. So I'm literally going to be like, the city is rainbow for me.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Love you.
See you guys next week. Okay. Ready?
You shut up. Bye.
Bye.